Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Greetings of people, all listeners, Ross Barico and your cutting out show on this Thursday night. And tonight, in conjunction with the Juneteenth Memorial, we take a step into the, you know, the societal, territorial reminder of the situation of the black race, that we are an endangered species and that we must prevent ourselves and our people from total annihilation. So we're going to revisit the struggle, the battles we have fought, and we're going to identify particular patient tonight. We're going to identify Jamaica, simply because in the celebration will be very, very much eventful from the American point of view. So I just want to be the one to present the Jamaican aspect of things. And Juneteenth will certainly be worthwhile if we can educate our people on the perspective that we hold. So we're going to start out with our, you know, music as ever. And then we chant the creed, the Nye Bingi creed. And we follow through with our daily theme. So here we go.
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society. Troubled world, yes I know. The signs of the times, yes it shows. See corruption as it grows. When will it end? Only Jah Jah knows. And so much injustice, we gotta fight it. Good over evil must prevail. Is too much for a fool, cause we've got the knowledge of way which you mold them. Jah is in control.
That we are not just a bunch of Negroes or black people debating and fighting over a tandem that we all can agree on, that we are not free and will never be as long as we exist in a racial minority, or once we come together to a common ground and do the things that we are certain are the right things to do. And so I'm revisiting Jamaica. The time is just about 1832. And slaves are rebelling. There are a lot of fires on plantations and escape of slaves. But there's one particular individual who stands out at that time, and his name is Sam Sharpe. Tom Sharp, he took allegiance with another man by the name of Gordon. And Gordon is a preacher. And he, Sam Sharp, became a preacher too, but he was a revolutionary preacher, you know. And we are going to go into his demise, how they dealt with him. But since Juneteenth wanted to be celebrated as a time when slavery was abolished, we just want to make the point that it was delayed for 2 years in America. But not only that, it was also delayed for 2 years in Jamaica. So we have that in common. And the reason why it was delayed in Jamaica, from my research, is because they said that the governor at the time declared that he would not release the declaration from England until Sam Sharp was captured dead or alive. And so the story goes. But let me give you another music before we enter into that particular, you know, story.
Highly lifted up to the first who's calling all of his children. Bring forth the manifestation of a divine word. The glorious land. Yo, hey, my bunch of Rasta family, I hear Shasha Mani Kale. The mother city now, I live the last year, I'm the first. He's calling all his children. The middle city now, why don't you rock the family? I hear Shasha Mani calling. The mother city now, I live the last year, I'm the first. He's calling all his children. The middle city now, words of prophecy must fulfill family's rights. Gather up the time is near, the kingdom of Jah must manifest the land, don't declare. The center of the earth, the ark of the covenant is here, where the child was born, wearing the new name, God and earth. Haile Selassie is the name, Holy Shashamani, land of milk and honey. Selassie calling, families are you ready?
Children of the diaspora and treasure calling. Let it be done. The kingdom of God is awaits us now.
Why won't you rest a family? I hear Shasha Mani calling. The man is sitting now. I live the last, I the first. He's calling all his children to build this city now. Why won't you rest a family? I hear Shasha Mani calling. The man is sitting now. I live the last, I the first. He's calling all his children. Blessed for I, and I, together up and unify, live divine liberty, that yes,
Yes, my listeners, my people, my family, we will now go into the theme and the text of today's broadcast. And yours truly, Raswariku, will begin with the Nyabingi Creed. Go to word, go to song, go to the power of the Most High, the Blessed Trinity, I rise and I fell first, might of the Trinity. And it is as follows. Princes and princesses must come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands unto Jah. O Ija of Ethiopia, and I, divine majesty, thy eyes shall into I to dwell in the path of righteousness. Lead I and I, help I and I, help I and I to forgive that I and I must be forgiven. Teach I and I love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. In the one I with wise mind and knowledge, and I was standing to do thy will. Thy blessing to I and I, O Jah, let the hungry be fed, naked clothed, the sick nourished, aged protected, and infants cared for. Deliver I and I from the hands of our enemies, that I and I must prove fruitful in these perilous days. When our enemies are past and decayed, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the belly of a beast. O give I and I a place in thy ever-living kingdom, through the power, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself and light of this world, I and I, divine majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah, Rastafari, first ancient king of Iration, Jah, are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning without end, the first and forever. Protectorate of all human faith and the ruler of the universe. So I and I hail Lord Jah and King Emperor Haile Selassie I. And you know, we continue to give the briefing on the Sam Sharp situation. There are others besides Sam Sharp, but you know, we have to ask Jah to bless our words that we put forward to him. So the words of my mouth in the meditation of my heart, be humbly acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari, and thy strength and thy redeemer, who live and reign in thy heart and thoughts continually, as mighty, full, and ready to be praised, as we appear in Macedon. And so we are saying now, we are going without knowing, especially our youth, a lot of important things. But that didn't just start. During slavery, the subjects or the victims of slavery, the I and I bloodline, we were going without knowing, you know, our accurate date of birth. We were not allowed to speak our original tongue. We were also required to have Christian names whenever we did get a name. And the meaning, you know, the name of a character in the Bible is what I mean by Christian name, you know. And these things, we were not allowed to have families, like a father and a mother, a sister and a brother. They were always separated, and that was traumatic for the mental development of anyone. And you know, there were people who were as valiant as Sam Sharp, like Nani Kodjo, Three Finger Jack. I mentioned them before in our program. We have detailed description of their liberty and their history. But tonight, why we are featuring Sam Sharp in particular, it's because of the time, dispensation of time that he rose, was when slavery was about to be abolished. And we will really learn from that how bitter it was for that soul, for that spirit, for that one man. And it is no different from what George Floyd, you know, experienced, you know. It is, but it is incidents like those that brings out the best of us, that we can really put up a fight for our rights, you know. George Floyd was treated a certain way by the system, and the demonstrations and the assertiveness of black people caused the police, to everybody's surprise, to be arrested and charged and tried and found guilty. And so it shows that, you know, action can have a positive effect if you have the courage to take the action. So I'd like to count a poem before I even start on that. Let us lift up our spirits a little before I go into this, because I don't want to delve on slavery and let us feel like we are discarded people. I'm just doing this because it's something that we can be proud of. How we managed, we weren't given our freedom. We fought for it. We battled for it. Our blood ran for it. Yes. Yeah, we stained the earth with our blood for that. And so we write these poems to remind ourselves that, you know, yes, we are the possibility. We are well back the black flock. Or somewhere over the rainbow, we must go. Somewhere under the bright sky, a roaring river must flow. Up there on the mountain high, high up there on the mountain top, we will sing our lullaby. Somewhere under the full moon, we listen to our baby's cry, hoping that this cup of bitter sip will remove from our lips real soon. Escaping the slave masters and their legacy, creating for ourselves a new destiny. We have the answer, for we are the possibility. A well back, the black flock, the blood red, the paper white, and we been singing the blues night after night. Under the spotlight, hiding the fright imposed on us. Traveling in chains, thrown under the bus. Every day, day by day, until one day, all of us, every one of us, rise judgment morning. Our anger cooling, the pain removing. And we are entering into that zone now where we gonna go for Brother Sam Sharp. Come to the start one more.
Don't worry. Oh no. About the thing. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. About the thing. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. About the thing. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. Things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough. You can't give up. You got to hold on. You got to stand strong. Remember, behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. He'll be right there in your knees. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh no. About the thing. Don't worry, don't worry. Oh yeah, things gonna be all
with raping, robbing and shooting. Things got to rearrange. All they are doing is fear backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same thing Jah do for me, He will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. He'll be right there. About the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Our guiding star, whether you're near or far, you can't give up life so easy, my friend. You get to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things I do for me.
He's a now a national hero. He appears on our currency in Jamaica. However, he was born in 1804 and his life was expired when he was 28 years old in 1832. He was born in Montego Bay, capital city of the parish of St. James, in the western part of Jamaica. He was an enslaved Jamaican. This meant he was not brought from Africa on a ship or anything like that. He led an uprising which resulted in his execution on the same day that he was convicted. He was tried and convicted in what is now called Sam Sharp Square. The same courthouse where he was tried, they converted it into a ballroom that same night that they executed him and had a grand ball. The center of Montego Bay, the capital of the parish of St. James, is called Sam Sharp Square today. He was a Baptist preacher who longed to see his people free from the adversity of slavery. The war lasted approximately 1 year. He was made a national hero of Jamaica posthumously in 1975, and his portrait is displayed on a Jamaican $50 bill. His legacy is referred to by scholars as the Baptist War. However, we know it as Sam Sharp Rebellion. In the months leading up to his execution, while in jail, he had many meetings with Reverend Henry Bilbe. The Reverend was a missionary, you know, who reported that Sam Sharp told him, "I would rather die on yonder gallows than live my life in slavery. At the end of Gallus that he spoke of, he was occupying a cell, and that jail was elevated a couple hundred feet above that area where the courthouse was. So he had this vantage point to observe all things, but the distance was so far that even if he shouted, no one could hear him. So he was there and had to remain in solitude until they came for him for his trial. Now, the man I mentioned earlier, Gordon, the preacher, his name was George William Gordon. He was born 1815 on the 23rd of October, and he passed away the year that Paul Bouvier had his rebellion, 1865. So you're going to hear about Paul Bouvier, if not tonight, on a further program. But we have researched and found all the significant leaders. When Paul Bouvier, at his demise, the governor, Perry, he actually brought all the troops and killed 400 people of that community in St. Thomas that year. So it just gives you a good, information about how bloody it was, accurate information, 400 people in one day. Yes. This reverend was a wealthy, mixed race man who was a magistrate, a businessman, preacher, and a politician. He was, in fact, one of the five representatives to the assembly from St. Thomas in the Eastern Parish in Jamaica. He was a leading critic of the colonial government and the policies of the then head of state, the Governor General Edward Airey. They say he was the wickedest governor in Jamaica. I beg to differ. He might be wicked, but Governor Denham, which is the name I inherited from colonialism, I hear he was the wickedest one too. So anyway, this area was known to be one of the wickedest then governor ever to rule Jamaica. So Gordon became acquainted with Sam Shaw, right? And not meaning to stray from focus on Sam Shaw, it is interesting to note that after the start of the Moran Bay Rebellion, led by another hero, Paul Bouvier, who appears on the currency too. He will be featured, as I say, eventually. But Governor Airey declared martial law in that era so that he was able to perform the genocide of 400 lives. And he directed the troops to quell the rebellion. Then ordered the arrest of William Gordon, who was not even in the area at the time. William Gordon was in Kingston, and they had him brought to Moran Bay from Kingston to stand trial. Gordon was hastily convicted under the martial law for conspiracy and executed on suspicion, having planned the rebellion. So he was accused of being the one who planned the rebellion. So he quelled the rebellion by killing 400 people and then sent for Sam Shaw, for William Gordon, tried him and hung him on suspicion that he planned rebellion. there was no control, nothing to stop him from doing whatever he felt like doing. That was the way that the British colonial crown just let loose these demons upon the people, you know, to attack them. And based on flimsy evidence of suspicion, this man was executed immediately. Plus the death toll and violence of his suppression of the revolt resulted in a huge controversy in Britain. Opponents to Governor Eyre and his actions attempted to have him prosecuted for murder, but the case never went to trial and he was forced to resign. However, the British government passed a legislation to make Jamaica a crown colony. So when that type of legislation is made, you must understand that the British government thought Jamaica as one of its precious possessions. And, you know, right up until independence, the British was treating it as such. So there went William Gordon. And up until independence in 1962, the last governor from Britain being Sir Kenneth Blackburn, William Gordon was made a national hero in 1969, forward to Sam Sharpe now. It is said that Sam Sharpe's rebellion ended slavery in Jamaica when nation currency, they tried to tell stories about their past. Most nations do that. They put particular people on their currency that have a particular type of history. And while most nations use the faces of past presidents on their currency, today, a short while back, they use the faces of monarchs and in rare cases, private citizens. Faces were even used without the family have any say in the matter and so on. When Jamaica rolled out her $50 bill in 1998, it placed a former enslaved Jamaican who was sent to a criminal debt by the gallows and who had been forgotten for more than 140 years. The history of how Sam Sharpe ended up on the currency is a lesson in how a nation tries to reinvent or rewrite itself in the history books through telling a new story about its distant past. The British slave owners class in Jamaica had every reason to erase Sam Sharpe's history from their memory after his execution in May 23, 1832. He had been the chief plotter of a conspiracy that started as a peaceful labor dispute. And that labor strike, before hurtling out of control, leaving dozens of plantation properties in ashes. This uprising was different from all the rest because it prompted the British government and the British Parliament to make a special notice of the abolishment factors. Authorities feared that other enslaved leaders would try to emulate Sam Sharpe's example and foment more and more rebellion. across the island. So they buried his bones on a deserted beach and made no further mention of him. However, within 2 years of his execution, full freedom of the island was declared in 1838. Sam Sharp Square is now flocked by blackbirds every evening at 5 o'clock until darkness covers the area. These birds would live elsewhere, but in the afternoon they would all fly in and they would line the roofs of all the buildings in that square. Not to mention the courthouse where he was tried, one of those buildings, and the ballroom where the celebration was held that same night of the execution still remain as a vivid reminder. Before he was tried, he was held in jail overlooking the square, a vantage point where Sam Sharp could see all witness all the traffic going and coming, but very few people knew he was being held there. No, back then, publicly regarded him as a hero. The Sam Sharp story of his life as a preacher in the Baptist Church and his role in the abolition of slavery stayed alive thanks to oral antecedent culture of our Jamaican folklore. We have two other slaves that we're going to cover who had rebellions and how they planned it and how they managed to execute it. We have Paul Bogle and we have the most terrible of all, Three Finger Jack. So let me play a little music for you. You get a taste of what we have here. Morgan Territory.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie. How great it is to glorify the name of the King. Yeah, Dolly Rose, yeah. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Shashamane.
had much change to show.
Come,
it wasn't
yeah.
too long ago. They said that Rasta, your God is dead. What they did not know, Shashamani is the land. Yo, Shashamani, it was the land given to us by His Majesty, given to live a life under the law of the King of Kings. Oh, beautiful Jerusalem, if I and I forget thee, may our tongue cleave to the roof of our mouth, you see. It was all a part of our destiny for us to be living the life of Shashamani, where it was ordained for 500 families to live the life, yo, to the highest, you see.
Let's manifest His will and build His majesty.
One big collaboration.
This is to be inherited by 500 families.
Bring it together, y'all.
Stepping out show with Raswariko, folk philosopher, you know, giving the folklore stories of old so that the young can feel strong about the works of their ancestors. And so we just touch on Sam Sharp. We delivered slavery, delivered freedom into the hands of the slaves. Yeah, because it's his rebellion that finally made the proclamation a reality. But 10 years before that was born a male child by the name of Paul Bogle. He's also a national hero. And after the time signal at 8 o'clock, we will go in depth into Paul Bogle and his performance. He was born in St. Thomas, that's the eastern side. Sam Sharp was born in the western side, extreme west and almost extreme east. And, you know, he also was a Baptist deacon and, you know, a black activist who led a march to Moron Bay. So they're living in these pieces of land in the mountains and so on, and they have their plans as how to help slaves to be free, and they do it you know, constructively, and they decided to have a march, you know, a formal protest, so that they could get the attention and probably act some type of action from the authorities. So we will go into what he did and how it was treated after we have our time signal. So let's play another one of our Morgan's Heritage album.
Of Ethiopia, though it was written and said that we are and gold, a land that never cold, that cannot be bought nor sold. Prophecy as foretold, generations of the old, the brave and the bold, together we shall be in our eyes. Take it, friend, and rumor
to keep Jah's children astray, till there's something they can do to keep I and I away from living silent in a new Jerusalem.
Despite what is going on around the world, and we, by dispensation of time, know that we win the race before it even begins. So I want to promote a certain event. We have several events coming up. We have later on in next week, we have the 1,000 drums at Marcus Garvey Park, the 21st. Thanks to Brother Andrew Small. Yeah. That event is a precious one. He has been planning it for years now. It's called 1,000 Drums Crying for Peace. And his group, the Afrikumba, the Tibet drummers, will lead the drummers at the Marcus Garvey Park from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. All drummers are welcome. Just put on your gun, you know, and pick up a drum and walk into the park and stay till dark. See? So that is further down the line, but right now, the preeminent event that is just 3 days away, presented by His and Her Majesty Repatriation Foundation Incorporated, Theocracy Reign, Order of the Naya Bingi. It is presented as a Rasta cultural vibration, comprising of live music, live food, and living words. You know, when them say words are live, you know, it means that them the words, they action, they move. The host is, and MC is Ras Osadefo. And the Naya Bingi Word Sound and Power Band will be there, and the guest artists will be there. It's Saturday, June 11th, 2022. The tickets are $25 and it begins at 7 o'clock p.m. It's at the Mongolia, the Magnolia Tree Earth Center. M-A-G-N-O-L-I-A, the Magnolia Tree Earth Center. Its location is 677 Lafayette in Brooklyn, New York, 11216. And the contact number for further information is 646 255 6427325. That's Iron. Again, 646-255-7325. Grab a pen if you never have a pen. Scratch it down. 646-255-7325. And there's another number. 347-421-0002. Ready? 347-421-0002. And the first number, 646-255-7325. So the time is now 2 minutes past 8, and you don't want to be late, because in this store coming up now is getting sweeter and sweeter. But we just wanted you to know that the Majesty Twin Sound Music for the King of Kings by Ras Tayo. Then, yeah, plenty music and plenty fun and Ethiopian Ital food and, you know, Ethiopian rundown, you know. When you get up the next morning, you feel strong, same way, you know. Yeah, man, Ras Iron always. He has become a professional at these things now, because everyone call upon Ras Iron when it comes to events. And he's there with the instruments, and he play the instruments, and him set up the official art of the Naya being with the right way, and know the whole deal. So, and I give thanks to Ras Iron and all the others who assist in making these wonderful works possible. And that is my feature event for the night. Yes, there was an event in Panama recently, which, of course, it got some big recognition. It was properly covered, and I have a copy of the report and certain slide video from it. So that's been brought to my listeners in another program. I wanted to start a speech of His Majesty before and play one more song before I go into the next slave who rebelled successfully, right? Who managed by his rebellion that he led to create change for black people's lives, as we are doing even right now. But you're not doing that type of rebellion right now. We're gone into the prophetic type, you know. We have to move by the will of God now. God give us the strength to reach this stage, and him have everything set. As I say, we win the game and we win the race long before it starts. All right? So here's the speech by His Majesty. Majesty said, "Men search, peruse the pages of history for solutions, precedents. But alas, there are none to be found. This, then, is the ultimate challenge. Here are we to look for our survival, for answers and questions which have never been asked before. We must look first to the Almighty God who raised man above the animals and endowed him with intelligence and reason. We must put our faith in him, that he will not desert us or permit us to destroy mankind, which he created in his image. And we must look to ourselves, into the depths of our soul. We must become bigger than we have been, more courageous, greater in spirit, ampler in outlook. We must become members of a new race, overcoming petty prejudice, owing our ultimate allegiance not to nations, but to our fellow men within the human community." Speech made by His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. And you see, we're talking about the long time hero them, but now our hero is George Floyd, you know. We have a little poem going Yeah, we're going to devote a little poem today before the program seal up. Yeah, George Floyd. He was not deserving of treatment in there, but he get it. And the result is no history. Right? So, as we say, we're going to press along with a little one song. Just keep reminding yourself.
Don't you know this now? Right, you're not defend our people. We're not going to defend our own son of people. Rastafari. For right, you know, it's the hope that make we care and share. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, the time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, make we care and share. Then, we're telling the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss, but that drop no man bother. Just live in one accord, love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. I am a mason and a farmer, them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a time, yeah. Yo, Flappy, I send me on ya. To a joke, ya plant them can ya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, so care and share. The time is now, the time is here. So care and share, the time is now, the time is here. So care and share, so care and share. When I rock up all right, then. So keep it real, same way, same time, same day. I see hope and really, really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a day. So know me not play. So go on like your rebels and play. Yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them know say I come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it like the up and way. Yo, so keep your joy and care and share. Well, Rastafari, well, keep it as it is. Well, tell the youth them, yo, me love the way them. Yo, me love how them a live. Yo, Rastafari, then. Well, the glory and the joy, well, we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive. Yo, Rastafari, then. Swear so we fool, then swear we stupid. But when I listen, I see you, can that the way. What a joy it brings. Well, Rastafari, not phone me now go fling. Then keep it real. Yo, and I'm no bargain and I'm no deal. Cause Emperor Selassie, I am the king of kings. King.
Yes. So, this show here is the technical show by Rastafari Crew. And we're taking an approach now. That's why I teach the youth and say, them no need to go start no bloody rebellion again, because in the heroes them are identified already. Even by Marcus works and all that. It shows that we must now put our intellect and give it God and come forward with the right answers. You know? Man like God's pride making sacrifice, and but I tell you a thing about it. Make the ones them know say, yes, it bit us to the belly. But it can become sweet to the mouth if we utilize those experiences to be in strength out of them and move forward under some heading. We all must find that heading, that universal principle to work under, and has been provided. But we are diligently making it available, because we don't want to brainwash anyone or force or convince anyone. One must see and come for that which is theirs. You have these organizations set up, and when you are in those organizations, you're quietly given a coat of protection. No big knives, but when anything happens to you, you will see how it turned out differently from when you was on your own. Remember, American black people get worse deal. Me say that for the Jamaican colonized you. American get worse because in them of this huge majority, I'm not just white people. Right now, I experience some prejudice from a Puerto Rican brother who is not white. And in television, he's lying, like, you want to run out of America. Like, America free more. Well, guess what? Earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And anywhere you're there, anywhere you're 2 foot there, a year one. Nobody can take it. The 2 foot of land under your foot bottom, a year one. Remember that? So hear George Floyd poem now. I'm on the quote to him. Mortal man, flesh and blood. Having fun, he likes to run up and down in his neighborhood, while some watched silently and wished they could. How dare him? How dare him go in such a manner? How dare him have a mission without getting permission? Who are we? Are we just a bunch of niggers vigorously debating, annually fighting over a tandem that we can't agree on? That we are not what you would call a tree without branches and leaves, and will never be as long as we exist in a racial minority? Why can't we come together on one moral ground on which peace and tranquility can be found? Look to Africa for the wind of change. It just might be our common ground. So yeah, George Floyd inspired that poem. We have lots of poems, but we have to dish them out according to how the spirit tells us. You know, this concept of being a folk philosopher is not the scholastic, intellectual folk philosopher. It's spelled differently. F-I-L-O, F-A-F-A, yeah, we broke it down Pata style. So we don't go to university, so we don't wait for them to give you a degree. We double straight on we, see? And so you stamp your presence and assert your rights in the world today. You don't have a bigot, but I'm not here. I'm not giving you, you have to take it. Okay, and so we're moving on to Paul Bogle, because then that is what we promise the people. In future we have, I think, the name Religion and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. Yeah, we have that program to come, but it's not time yet for it, you know. We're stepping gingerly along the way. Yeah, when we see the trickle and then bury the mine to blow, we have to just step on them, just sample them with the drums and the chanting, you know. Yeah, and nobody got no gun, No. We turn down the lighting and the music, okay? Yeah, we bring down earthquake and all kind of drama on nature having brought to them. Big storm just rise up on them and heart attack and all them kind of things. Yeah, man, nobody really going on there. And think God, they might be more and more prisons. And the zoo them plan for putting it. See? All right, so Tom, so this man Paul Bogle now. Born in St. Thomas, Eastern Jamaica, 1822. Baptist deacon and dark activist who led a march to Morant Bay in protest for justice and better treatment for all the people of Jamaica. He was executed on October 24th, 1865. You know, some of us tell you that, just get that out there. Yes, he was executed. And him the one money now was hero. Keep repeating that. I'm going to show you the illogic of it. The very people them, the 5 year of them, who were there and born on KMPs and blah, 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 and them. So it show you that you win the race. Yeah, because then you have that legacy now to see the man and the money. Every day you take a good spend of money, you see your black people who fight for your right, depend on the money. Although you have to spend it, you have to let it go, but you let it go to somebody else and after see it, remind them, yes, this man lead a rebellion, I'm burning out. I'm going to go on right now. October 24th, 1865, he was executed in Morant Bay. He was eventually declared a national hero in Jamaica and appeared on one of the money them. He was charged in the Morant Bay courtyard. Bogle was a friend of wealthy fellow Baptist member George William Gordon. You hear that name again? Who served in the local assembly as one of the two representative from St. Thomas and was instrumental in Bogle being appointed deacon of Stony Gut Baptist Church, located in the far east of the island, the windward section of the island of Jamaica in 1864. And just turned deacon in 1 year. Conditions were hard for the black peasants due to the social discrimination. The food crops and certain things were still in the mad epidemic, but everything was down and They required payment of poll taxes prevented them from even having a vote, you know, because you have to pay a tax to vote. So they never have no political power and them was really suffering. The governor, same wicked governor, Jamaica, governor named Edward John Airy, a white man, you know, from England. He was sanctioning everything that was against the will of the people and making only the upper class people, you know. So it was pure oppression upon the black people. Yeah, everything was done, every decision made in behalf of the upper class. A black man was in the upper crust, you know, one and two of them, some attorney and two. Yeah. So anyway, Bogle concentrated on improving conditions of the poor as awareness, you know, of social injustices and people grievances grew. Bogle led a group of small farmers 45 miles to the capital of Jamaica, which was the Spanish capital, they call it Spanish Town. Some pass, bypass Kingston to the hills and go Spanish Town. 65 miles, a nice walk, you know. A 45 miles, sorry, a nice walk, that, you know. Yeah. Hoping, he was hoping to meet the governor, same governor here, to discuss their issues. But they were denied, you know, an audience. The people of Stony Gut lost confidence and trust in the government. And Paul Bogle's support grew in membership in the parish of St. Thomas. On the 7th of October, 1865, Bogle and some supporters killed two men from Stony Gut. A black man was convicted and sentenced to prison on charges of trespassing on a long abandoned plantation. A member of Bogle's group protested in court over the case. But it was immediately arrested, and that angered the crowd further. Well, he was rescued by the crowd moments later, and Bogle and some of his supporters took to the market square and retaliated against the police. Police, of course, over there, police was maroon, you know. Yeah. And this paints a picture of what was taking place. Yeah, they were maroons, most of them. The police were severely beaten and forced to retreat. So on Monday the 9th of October, 1865, warrants were issued for Bogle's arrest along with others for rioting and assault. The police arrived in Stony Gut to arrest Bogle, but met with stiff resistance from the residents. They fought the police, forcing them to retreat to Morant Bay. So a few days later, on the 11th of October, there was a vestry meeting, you know, a vestry meeting, instead meeting of the church leaders, them. So I'm calling a vestry meeting. There was a vestry meeting in the courthouse. That day, Bogle led 100 of his followers armed with sticks and machete and a protest march to the courthouse. The authorities had mustered a volunteer militia, and they fired their weapons into the crowd of protesters after stones were thrown. They killed 7 men. The protesters set fire to the courthouse and nearby building also. When officials tried to leave, several were killed by the angry mob outside. A total of 25 were killed from both sides. Black peasants rose up and took charge of the parish for 2 days. Governor Eyre quickly retaliated, declaring martial law and ordering troops to capture rebels and suppress the rebellion. The troops destroyed Stony Gut. Stony Gut is a huge piece of land, they destroyed Stony Gut and Bogle's chapel, killing more than 400 people outright across the parish, including women and children. They arrested more than 300 persons, including Bogle. They were assisted by Maroons from Moortown, who captured Bogle and delivered him to the colonial government. So you see, that is why there is this stigma, enigma with the Maroons, because in the Maroons, them now, them over them bargain, them help the authorities so that the authorities don't come full on them in the mountains. See, that is a big issue, still remains a big issue. Alright. So anyway, we continue. Bogle was tried under martial law and quickly executed by the gallows. Tell him this, just cut him off. Boom. And right now, if you drive through that parish, maybe it's in the capital, you see his statue there. Yeah, Paul Bogle. So now we have one more hero I'm going to tell about, you know. What is that one? And all me? But it's the one I'm terrible to tell. He only have 7 fingers, you know. 3 fingers cut off. And the man who cut it off, named Kwashi, the Maroon again. We grew up together and so on, but we find the Kwashi, you know, without warrior too. And the two of them fight when they're young and Paul Bogle lose him 3 fingers. Paul Bogle is a river leap amongst them and go train and get experience and grow tough and strong, and he no need no man no company no help. Him one operate most of the time, and sometime him Superman with him to anger things. But that man there now is the man. The man by them called Three Finger Jack. So before I get Three Finger Jack, take a taste of this. Right? Take a taste of this.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Selassie I, Shashamani, Shashamani, Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, production master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehoboam Babylon, and to them that knew him, the old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born there, and the king, and the king, and the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out corruption. Fire happy burn this can't cool off. Fire happy burn this can't cool off. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace. No time to sleep, no time to cool. The heat is on, the heat is on. Always I am, nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough, time so tough. When it a go come, when it a go come, when it a go come. Fire happy fun, this year cool up. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Come the people burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. Fire happy bond this can't cool down. This fire. fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. Bless African, bless Ethiopian. Shashamone, shashamone, shashamone. Aye, 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 aye. Holy, aye, listen to that. Yeah, that's the far. I'm sorry, going up. I'm the Ethiopian people, them. The Orthodox people, them. Hear them. Bless the moment Christ has risen. Blessed love. Holy, that's it. Eternal fire, this is eternal fire, coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irita, production master, give thanks to life, I'll make mention of Seba and Babylon, and to them that is, the old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia, this man was born here, Adi King.
Yes, people, as usual, we were, you know, we come on ground people, Brother Clifford, Mohammed Goldstein, Harry, and Brother Arnold Phoenix, I pray thee, Brother Arnold Phoenix, Brother Francis Walker, Brother Joe, Brother Kevin, Europe, the one them, Anif Claxton, our engineer. And we want to hear the chairperson for our convention arrangement committee, which is, will be held in Tetamani this year. Chairwoman is Empress Valletta Miriam. And we want to hear up Empress Joan Henry and Brother Mikey and Brother Isatar and the Pam and all the ones them, but I just named them the ones who's up on the front page. Sister Sandra also, and thing hardworking people. We might have a look at diversity and we look at differences, but hardworking people, volunteer Ethiopians fighting for our rights. And I remind everyone, you know, I remind Tron, Dark, one called Global Reasoning. I want to remind all the people them from IADOM and all these organizations and to pay you for all your membership together and make sure you get a local, because then it's that when you get the numbers so we can be recognized as a nation in the West, going home to our brothers and sisters in the East. Remember me tell you that. Yeah, this before we took the last three fingers up now. Our children staring down on the ground, afraid to look up or around, not sure. No guarantee vaccine will enhance their future health. So much uncertainty in the family. No ritual, no funeral, no burial at the cemetery, nor the family plot. Only more problem and quite a lot of massive big pharma, massive profits, massive war weapons, massive promises are the answer. The chip will cure the cancer. Your blood will pour and cleanse the water. Your shame discourage you after. Or maybe, just maybe, you can train a newborn baby, not with silly nursery rhymes, to make them go start perform crimes, not lies about ruling the skies, but teaching them new poetry. Like, too wise you are, too wise you be. I see you little kids are wise for me. Yeah, I don't kind of like a thing we do for encourage our youth them. So them say, yeah man, on our things well, but we never get privileges, so we step up to the plate and rare. You know what I mean? Keeping that up. I think I set the stage properly because we touch three finger that in time going to. So here we go. Three Finger Jack was the leader of a band of runaway slaves in the British colony, Commonwealth Island of Jamaica. And after the Jamaica Maroons signed the treaties with the British colonial authorities in 1739 and 1740, the Maroons effectively slowed down the runaways from forming independent communities of free black people in the mountains of the island. However, a number of communities of the mountains continued to thrive within the Blue Mountains during the decades that followed the 1840 treaty between the Windward Maroons and the British authorities. Three Finger Jack, I'm calling Jack Manson. He was one of the leaders of a runaway community. Yeah. One leader named Ankoma before his Jack's escape became powerful. So Ankoma was the power man before Three Finger Jack. His community thrived at all times due to the heavily forested interior. So in 1759 now, two women, one of them from an official Maroon community that had signed the treaty, conspired to kill Ankoma. After his death, they were rewarded for their accomplishment by the Jamaican Assembly. Even though Maroons continued to thrive in Ankoma's community years after his death, and they continued to be a thorn in the side of the Jamaican planters society. In the late 1770s and early 1780s, Three Finger Jack formed a runaway Maroon community in the same part of the parish of St. Thomas in the east, probably with some descendants of Ankoma's community. It is said that Jack Manson, which is Three Finger Jack, sometimes operated as a soul bandit, like a Jamaican Robin Hood, a claim represented by monument erected by the Jamaica government. He was so effective in troubling the colonial authorities that they offered a number of rewards for his capture, dead or alive. Rewards were also offered for the capture of any of his deputies and any of the Maroons who fought on his side. Jamaican Maroon leaders Akompong, Wandabola, Kojo, Tata Maroon, Samuel Grant, Montague James, Juan Saras, Kofi, Major Jarrett, and some people name, Maroon them warrior them, Kwao, Charles Samuels. You had an officer named Andrew Smith. You had Ferron Williams. Yes, there were others, such as enslaved people. You had Amerindians who banded together and were called Maroons too. In the 18th century, British Sentinel General Maroons limited and killed notorious escaped slaves and their deputies, such as Daga, Frantilani, Freeman Zahl, Flagstaff, etc. These are rebel Maroons. Them people are not signed on treaty or nothing. Them fight people to the bone. Yeah, kill off all the whole army of them and bury them themselves. I'll back them up in some place and hungry and weak and sick and dead out. Yeah, man, real thing I tell about. Colonizers in 1728 under the leadership of Kodjo, the Maroons were determined to fight back until the British made peace in 1739. The Maroons' freedom was recognized and land was given to them in several different parts of the island, chief of which were a compound town in St. Elizabeth, Scott's Hall in Portland, and Charles Town in Portland, where they were allowed to govern themselves. In return, they would support the British government in Jamaica against foreign invasion and would help to capture rebel slaves and runaways and return them to their owners. So that is a big conflict. It's still being debated today how strange this arrangement was, but it was the way the Maroons would settle and build their community. In 1795, Governor of Jamaica carries he declared him Bal Carrels. He declared or decided to deal with some outstanding breaches of the treaty against the advice of the plantation owners of the Chulalani area. Started the Second Maroon War, in which 300 Maroon warriors fought and held out against 1,500 British troops and 3,000 local volunteer troops. Serious thing that. After 5 months of fighting, the undefeated Maroons were offered an agreement for peace. When the Maroons surrendered their arms, the governor cheated on the peace agreement that was offered. The Maroons were gathered and eventually sent to Nova Scotia on the east coast of North America, and later went to Sierra Leone, West Africa. Leonard Parkinson, one of the leaders of the Maroons, Chulalani Town was the largest of the Maroon settlements in Jamaica. So as big as a compound town was, Chulalani Town was bigger than them. But it wasn't a town really, it's a land area of space. They were having a town. But Sweet Finger that was in the hills now, when I'm called a waterfall named King River Falls, right down to the beach, 9 Mile Beach, right round to 13 miles. Right now, 13 miles is a National Heritage Site called Three Finger Jack, 95 acres of land on the beach. That was the area that him dominate. At one time, the British sent out 500 troops to him. And they had one person with them. That person was Quashy. Quashy knew Three Finger Jack right through. So them half a Quashy. Big reward if Quashy can bring in dead or alive. Quashy go out with the 500 troop and when he reach a certain spot, he break away from them because he knew how to trail Three Finger Jack. And when Three Finger Jack most tired too, when I run for days. So he creep up on Three Finger Jack. Three Finger Jack have a musket between him foot and two my shit. And Kwashi, depend on a little height over him, like a short cliff, and jump down upon him, and them start a fight, and them roll and tumble and things. Long, long time of fight, though. Fight. Well, the Christian them claim say, is the name of Jesus, Kwashi, you can freeze, think there for a moment, make Kwashi could take advantage. But Kwashi eventually kill Three Finger Jack, cut off him head, and carry it to the authorities and get him reward and things. So, but in the Library of Jamaica, in the museum, when you read the details, you realize that this is should be a movie, man. Because when him sent out the 500 men after him, you know, him killing, him have to take out from the runway. Because I'm aware of a spot where I'm still, but I'm off a pass, you know, one by one, I'm off a pass. I'm just a chop them down as them come. See? But as I say, Kwashi, him own people capture him, chop off him head and carry him head. You know, so that's the story of Kissinger Jack. You have more rebels, you know. Yeah, you have more rebels. I'll give you the name of some. And in a future program, I will really. You know, but you know, so me love touch a little bit of sizzle and them kind of music before me sign off. You know, I only have about 12 minutes now, so yeah, this first though. Outside.
You done stole my belongings and
sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know.
Okay,
I change for the better. I change for a better future. You can't do the same thing every day and expect to reach further. You're mad. Why? That's a teasy thing everybody sing. New day, new life, new start, new everything. Can't take the bloodshed no more.
Come make we rearrange, make a change, yeah, yeah, yeah.
First I just Rastafari, we love you so. You know just for you're the only one we can turn to, yeah. All my life is separation. Damn, I don't like it, it's devastation. No one likes being in this situation. Absorbing poverty without limitation. I pray you're in the best of us. Those of us who can never fail, and those who come, they're looking for rest. Now they overcome the way I fell. Things will be better, I pray. Now I'm gonna make it someday. The meek shall inherit the earth. Now you know what life really was. I'm having a joy till I remember. Some children out there ain't getting nothing from no one. Who give their energy and make you so strong? Some kids got no family, not knowing where they belong. All those riches, what you think of? For the poor and needy, I say you should link up. Face reality, whoa, and give love. Some kids sleeping dirty places you never think of. Things will be better, I pray. No, we know no make it someday. The meek shall inherit the earth. Never forsake. I say, oh God, we're gonna make it. All those
comfort, you surely take it. I know it's a silly face, but for things will be better, I pray. So we gonna make it someday. From the extraordinary day. Oh, we gotta get up. You know what life worth. I'm having a joy till I remember.
That we'll find different ways from dealing with the adversities around us than going and going to raise and fight and war. All right, now we are defeating the enemy without any firearm. Defeat them day by day. Them come in single, them come in numbers, them get defeated the same way. Them come with authority and freedom kind of power. We defeat them the same way. So hear me now. You just find an organization where you see the Rastaman them control, or you see the Gavi control, because we is one now. Where you see the Nation of Islam control, where you see the Nation of Israel control, any one of them black organizations. The ACLC, American Clergy Leadership Conference, yeah, we even line up with Scientology people, as white as them is, because in them is rebel too. The owner was banned from America and lived on sea for years. Yeah, because in stand up for acting, is him right, I think him the wind, Africa, the wind of change. I'm looking for that video for sure, the people. And so we can't just step on the scholar thing otherwise. The organization already have that stipulation. It is for black people's only. So you don't need to go no further than that. You have the organization. Just like all them up there, you can't invade, you can't go join WhatsApp pack, you can't go join NATO, you can't go join the European Union. So you have your Pan-African Congress. You understand? You can resume your Black Students Union if you want to, all the state, and every state can have a Black Students Union in a university. You know? Yeah, you can have your own, hold on, find your own, and get strength by your numbers. Although he's a minority in this country, because why? You're planning to go home. You can't plan to stay, you know. I'm not telling them that, you know. You can't plan to stay in America. You don't say you don't have no control. You don't have no control. You don't have no say. The people who are in politics, you see what they did Obama. Put Obama in power and make him mash down Libya. And give him peace prize before him even start the job. And get Nobel Peace Prize. And it got him in up a door. That is the peace when create, you understand, mash down Libya economy. Don't say about Libya people in the name of getting one man, Gaddafi. I see? So that is how politics run. So we are non-partisan. We don't join no politician. We have to deal with politics because politics is about people and governance of people. But we're not joining. We are non-partisan. And we have a black attorneys, we have a black preachers, we have a black businessmen, and we have a black children, we have a black mothers, and we have black fathers. Yes, to think about. Right, so that's where we stand. And Marcus Garvey and the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated come together in an alliance. I give thanks to the two leaders, yes, for doing that. As an example, them set. No difference there, no division. Unity in diversity, that's the mission. See? So I'm going to go really find myself in a position now where I can tell them in Spanish, adios, until next Thursday. And we're going to do as we say we're going to do, you know, we're going to change things and step it up a bit. New features. So in the meanwhile, make we clear and share now. Yeah.
Them should know this now. Right, you're not a defender of a people. You're not gonna defend the whole of people. Then Rastafari. It's for I. It's the hope that make we clear and share. Care and share. The time is now. The joy is there. So care and share. Them should know this now.
This is what happened in Ethiopia.
Coming from...
But I mean, in Ethiopia right now, them claims the tabernacle get licked down by the government and so on and so. Bad leadership from the early days. Poor leadership. We're not blaming the leaders, you know, but the leadership was poor. Because there's a way to approach development, and that wasn't done. We can't blame the leaders because the leaders wasn't equipped, wasn't trained, wasn't prepared. So that's why I call it poor leadership. Not poor leaders, you know. Poor leadership. See? So, really and truly, we're not going to make a big protest, but if someone protests, still them at the right. But we now function from protest right now. I am functioning on progress. Not protest, progress. And our common ground, our think tank, is together, and we are navigating now to monetize our programs, to reach out to our people using these heavy-duty transmitters, what them have all over the world, where they can reach every corner on the earth. And we are endorsing Scientology for that reason, because Scientology deals with equity. If you give them something, they give you something. So we're going to ask them, make we use them transmitters now and show the world who we is and what we are doing. And in return for that, we utilize their facilities and they get to really go into places and do the work that they were mandated to do, which is to, in the field of human rights, and in the field of avoiding drugs, in other words, some of our program we are in them show how to come out of the drug ring and stop using drugs and all that thing. Some things that, some of our thing is organize for progress, organize for success, some of our thing is ups and downs, because in their Scientology studies the movement and actions of people and use benefits of those lessons to teach others how to avoid the same problems that others had. So that can be bad. That is good. A win-win. And so we're going to sign out now. Full.
Them should know this now. Right, you're going to defend our people. You're not going to defend our people.
Yeah, we're cutting out trivias and backbiting and lying and strife.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I. Shashamani, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy bondage can't cool down. Fire happy bondage can't cool down. Fire happy bondage can't cool down. This fire
can't cool down.
And take fire and run away.
sunshine gold. A land that never cold. I cannot be bought nor sold. Prophecy as foretold. Generations I be old. The brave and the bold. Together we shall be.
Oh, 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 oh